Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your married couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, December the 26th, 2011.
And this is episode 41. Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah, this is the Christmas
Kwanzaa.
Special.
Yeah, Kwanzaa. Or Hanukkah.
Oh, Hanukkah. And yeah, this is a very special Christmas episode.
It is.
The day after Christmas.
I know, and I'm surprised we had time to get it out.
And it's a prime number today?
Oh, you haven't. Yeah, I've talked about your math stuff in a while, but
Oh, yeah, we did.
Oh.
Didn't we do it last week?
Oh, yeah, yeah, but
It's like every episode.
I think, excuse me, I think I'm a little under the weather.
Yeah,
I think. So if I sound a little off, just forgive me.
I think you wore yourself out last night.
Last night.
With the whole Dance Central too.
Yeah, I'll talk about that, but what I think it came from, my sister disagrees.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, I don't, I'm feeling a little under the weather, but I have my water.
Right.
Which we haven't talked. Do we talk about our water?
We talked about a pure water filter.
Yeah, pure water filter. So yep. I have that right beside me.
It was after our big holiday party at the Shones.
Yeah. But it's been crazy here. My sister has been in town, and it's been a whirlwind of family activity.
And this is.
Which is awesome.
This is the doctor.
Yeah, the doc.
The doctor was in the house.
Dr. Crocker was in the house.
Dr. Crocker was in the house this weekend.
But I associate the holiday time with family. I always have.
Right.
It's always been a big family thing with me. And even though I'm getting older, it's still family.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's been a great time, you know, hanging out with your family and everything and doing the Christmas traditions and that you all do. And
yeah, I'll talk about some of our traditions we do that my mom and my dad won't let go of.
Right.
There's a few I won't let go of either. So, so this weekend we did a lot of family traditional stuff. One thing is my mom will not decorate the tree until everybody is there. So
right.
That means we have to wait for my sister to come in town.
Well, we did that. We did do that one year when the twins weren't they in?
Well, yeah,
cruise?
They weren't there.
Right. Right.
They weren't even there that year, were they?
No, I don't.
Yeah, they weren't even there that year. But when everybody's coming into town, we wait. So we did it 2 days before Christmas.
Right. And it was like 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it was 10 o'clock. Because one of my sisters was late.
Right. Well, both of them were they were at a Christmas party.
Yeah. So, and we bring out the ornaments. Everybody gets an ornament every year. And they always wrap up the ornaments in like newspaper. It's something my dad, it's in there in this huge box, that we've had since I was little. So, and we get them all out and everybody puts on their own ornaments on the tree.
Let's talk about this box.
Okay.
Now this box is the box that your dad got when he was over in the, is it Korean or Vietnam War?
Vietnam War. He was in the Vietnam
War.
Yes, he's that old.
But you know, when he was over in Japan, mm-hmm. you know, he got this, you know, speaker box.
He actually got a reel-to-reel.
Reel-to-reel. He got a reel-to-reel that he brought back from his tour in Japan. And this is the box. This is one of these sturdy boxes, you know, very sturdy.
Yeah, they don't make boxes like this anymore.
Right. You know, they don't make boxes like this anymore. Real thick, corrugated cardboard. I mean, this is the real deal.
And this is the official ornament box because my dad is so steeped in tradition. But, I mean, it's awesome, but that's just my dad.
And the newspaper they wrap the ornaments in has been the newspaper you used for years.
Yeah. So, you just wrap whatever's in there and then you add more newspaper as the ornaments go on. But.
Right. And it's cool. It's cool.
It's cool. So the thing is that, so everybody takes the ornaments out and they unwrap them and they hand them to whoever's name is on them because we always make sure to mark names on them. In years.
Right.
And I still have my first ornament from when I was a baby. So, and they don't make ornaments like this anymore. It's just, it's a wooden ornament, and it's like a little girl sitting in a big chair or a doll. I don't know if it's a girl or a doll.
Right.
That's from 1979. My first ornament. But that's one thing that hasn't changed. And there's this always ugly ornament. No one knows where it comes from. It's this ugly Christmas tree looking ornament.
It looks like a Christmas tree. I mean, it's literally like a...
It looks like a... But an ugly one.
Yeah.
And we just put it up in the tree somewhere. And we always laugh about it because it's the ugliest thing people have ever seen. So that's one tradition we always do. And tradition has changed a little bit as far as Christmas Day goes.
Right.
We used to, of course, when I was a kid, wake up early in the morning, open presents, sit around talking, and then get ready to eat.
Correct.
Now that we're older, we didn't get over there until about 11.
No, 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. We didn't get over there till.
We
one.
Thought it was supposed to be. We thought it was supposed to be 11:30. Mm-hmm. We called it 11:30. Well, you called your mom. She didn't answer, and then you called Kim or somebody, and they were like, "We're home, but we're waiting on D and Danielle."
So we wouldn't have been waiting anyway. So we ended up. But there, we decided to eat first and then open presents.
Right.
Which was, so we didn't get that opening presents until, I don't know.
Four? Oh, no, it was like four.
Yeah.
It was like 3:30.
It was much later than we usually do.
Right, right.
So I changed a little bit, but it's not so bad. I feel less rushed, I think.
Yeah, way. Yeah.
So.
But before we went over, we actually opened up presents here, you know, amongst us. You know, we opened presents.
Yeah,
you know,
we can talk about that.
We had our own little, you know, Valentine Christmas present opening.
Yeah, so Jay wanted to do it a certain way. He wanted us to go back and forth and open up.
Yeah, you know, tit for tat, you know what I'm saying?
And tell us what you got for me this Christmas.
So my awesome wife, Renee, got me a popcorn. Corn and how many was that? 5 pound bag.
5 pound bag of popcorn kernels.
Yep, and some popcorn seasoning, and then she also got me a air popcorn popper, which is awesome.
She loves popcorn,
right? So, I'll be able to do like some of the Buxley and Darrow tests and stuff like that. And then you also got me volume 1 and 2 of the Animaniacs, which is a great cartoon from our childhood.
Awesome.
Also got me the Blu-ray version of Armageddon because that is the greatest guy movie ever. I don't care what all the haters said. Yes, I said Armageddon, one with Bruce Willis and Liz Taylor and them. Not that old fake movie. What was the other one?
Asteroid. I can't remember what it was.
Meteor.
Okay. I think it was Asteroid? No.
No, it wasn't Asteroid.
I can't remember,
but it was a fake movie. It wasn't good. It wasn't good as
it was the same thing.
No, it wasn't. Take it back. And then you also got me a Han Solo and Boba Fett Christmas ornament.
Yes, because he loves Boba Fett. So.
Yep. It was pretty cool. And Han's is frozen in the carbonite. And then you also got me a hoodie from Casual Mail, a blue hoodie, Reebok hoodie from Casual Mail.
Looks good.
Looks great. I mean, the hood is huge. I thought because I didn't
look
have
like a Sith wearing it.
No, yeah, I look pretty doggone cool. I think I just look cool. And then there's that. And then you also got me the Shakespeare insult mug.
No, that was so funny. While he's drinking his coffee.
Yep. I think I'm going to take that with me when I go down because I have to go down there tomorrow.
That's the LDC. So are you going to use some of them?
Yes. I am going to use it down there. I am taking it with me. And I'm going to sit there and let the vendor see my Shakespearean insults and passive aggressively, you know, hope that he reads them and know that's what I think of him.
Mm-hmm. And
then for you?
Oh, for me, from Jay. Jay did such an awesome job. He's awesome.
Wait a minute. There's one more. What? And then I even attribute this one to you as well. My extended version of Lord of the Rings Blu-ray, 15 Blu-ray disc of Lord of the Rings, the complete series.
15 discs.
15 crazy. Blu-ray discs in all of its glory. I am excited about that.
15. I don't know if we're ever going to get through 15 discs.
I mean, it's like, these are Blu-ray. They hold more data than DVDs. And it's still on two, just for the movie itself, for the extended movie itself, it is still two Blu-rays. That is going to look so beautiful on the TV when we fire it up.
Yeah, probably fire it up soon. So.
Yep, I'm definitely going to try to get a Blu-ray player for the front room. But your haul.
But Jay did an awesome job picking out gifts. Like, he did an awesome job. So, he got me The Last Unicorn graphic novel. So excited.
I had to see that movie.
Oh, he's never seen The Last Unicorn, and I was like, what? So that's definitely going on our list. He got me Ninja Bread cookie cutters.
Yes, sir.
They're like cookie cutters just shaped like ninjas. Ninja Bread. I cannot wait. Like, yeah, Ninja Breadman. I'll probably make sugar cookies instead, but
oh, right.
I love them. He got me two pairs of earrings. One of them were like Starburst topaz earrings. And the other one were Portal 2 earrings. So freaking cool.
You were not expecting that.
I wasn't expecting the Portal 2 because it was not on my Amazon wish list. And it shows two portals. One's orange and one's yellow. He's going into one. He's coming out the other. Freaking awesome earrings. I wore them 2 days in a row already. He got me a Decision Maker, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That one wasn't on my list either, was it?
Yes, it was on your list.
Was it awesome?
You had put that one on a long time ago.
Yeah, and it's so cool. It's like you swing it and there's a magnet and it helps you decide what to choose as a magnet. It's a yes, no, maybe, definitely ask a friend.
I actually wanted to get one of those.
It is so funny.
I want to get one of those.
I said I would put it on my desk when somebody comes to ask me a question. I'm going to just do the magnet and I'm going to just point to it. And he got me these nesting doll measuring cups, which are amazing and so cute. And I always have a thing for measuring cups and spoons. And get me a jewelry cleaner because I need to clean some of my nasty jewelry. He got me these mittens. They're like little knit gloves, and they have a little cover, and they cover your four fingers with like a panda. It's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
And he got me a purse, a nice purple purse. And I went out on a limb and went in purple because I usually go with brown.
It's a hobo bag purse, too.
Hobo bag. Yeah, it fits everything in it, which I like.
As your dad said, it's a shoplifting purse.
And my dad called it a shoplifting purse. I was like, really? He got me 8-cup food processor. I about died when I saw it.
Yes, you hugged it.
I have like a 1-cup, like a 2-cup food processor. It's small. And
it's like one of the ones. We got that from when we opened the bank account, didn't we?
No,
that's the one they would give you if you opened a bank account.
Yeah, it's so small. And but it's one of those push button ones. And
you thought it wasn't that great until you actually used it, but it was small.
Yeah.
But this is going to be the bomb.
This one, I'm so excited. I want to make black bean hummus.
Black bean hummus, yes. And salsa.
Oh, salsa. I can't wait.
I was going to put stuff in there and chop it up. Soup.
It can do good vegetables. It has a slicing, you know.
It does.
And then Jay also got me a mouse for my laptop, which I knew he had, but I didn't know who's going to give to me, which is so funny. Because he had wrapped it while I was sitting there. I didn't even realize it. And I was like, where did it come from? He was like, I'm not telling. It was funny. So, and that was just from each other. And then we went over to our parents' house, and then Jay got some gifts. Well, the way we do gifts in my house, we pull a name out of the hat. I think we already talked about this, but
right.
My dad had pulled Jay's name.
The Christmas
debacle.
Debacle of 2011.
And it got even more debacle-y.
Because
we found out.
No one ever told Deidre that we switched names.
Yeah, so Deidre still thought she was buying for me.
Well, no, because the last thing she heard was that you were going to buy your own gifts. And so she was like,
some should come from someone else.
But everyone was loud in the kitchen while we were eating everything. So, she just went with the last thing she knew. So she ended up getting, you a present as well.
Yeah. So it was funny. So, but my dad pulled Jay's name and my dad did an awesome job.
Yeah. He did a really good job. And, what are we talking about? Yeah. He got me a math mug, my other mug that I had on my list. And he got me these awesome studio headphones that I'm wearing now, these Panasonic studio headphones.
Oh, because Jay needed some new headphones, let me tell you.
Yeah, I was actually using some old Skull Candy ones that after my Turtle Beach ones had went out, I was kind of, you know, ticked off about, about them breaking. And I was like, you know what, I'm tired of spending money on these expensive headphones with the mic going out, blah, blah, blah. I'm just going to go with a headphone and like a lapel type mic setup when I decide to do it. But I had been working with this whole janky setup I've been working with. And then, you know, Mom, Mrs. Crocker, had gotten me the lapel mic as well and my stocking stuffer, which was totally awesome. I was not expecting that.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, so.
Oh, and also we got Strupa and Alachi are awesome and gave us gifts.
So. Yeah, so we got, so on Christmas Eve, you know, not long after we got through doing our Christmas tag and talked about how we don't open Christmas gifts on Christmas Eve, Strumpet, the way they do Christmas is that they open their Christmas gifts on Christmas Eve. So she gave us a call on Skype and she was like, I want you guys to open, you know, she let us be a part of her family's tradition of opening the gifts before Christmas. And she opened her gift from us and we got a picture of it. And then she called us on Skype and we Skyped with her and she got to see our reactions as we opened our presents from her.
Mm-hmm.
And she got me an awesome math clock. It's a clock that, you know, where it says 12, where the 12 would be, it'll say 6 times 2. And then the 1 is like 140,213 minus 140,000 minus 212. And that'll be your 1. And 2 is like the square root of 4. And it was just an awesome clock, you know. Something to totally tie into with the show, with me always doing prime numbers or different kind of stuff at the beginning of the show, and just loving math altogether, which we'll talk about later today with Movies by Chance. And what did she get you, babe?
She got me a sampler for our Keurig, which was awesome. Our Keurig coffee maker.
Mm-hmm.
We had used it in a while because we hadn't had a chance to go out and pick some more up.
Right.
So I was really excited to get the sampler of cups. And she also got me, for a stocking stuffer, some mascara called Shocking from Vaisseline Laurent. And I've never had high-end mascara before, but man, this stuff is amazing. It goes on like a dream. And, yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Right. And, so do you feel that after using Shocking, would that be?
Shocking.
Something that you would keep in your repertoire?
Maybe.
Mascara?
I don't know. It's tough, but I might have to shell out the money for that because that is
amazing.
Awesome mascara. And Alachia gave us some awesome gifts too.
Right.
Alachia gave me a brownie pan, which is better than a brownie pan I had on my list. It is amazing. It's a lid and I want to make brownies.
Right. That'd be awesome.
And you can use it for other things besides brown. Anything is in bar form.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like you make chocolate chip cookie dough bars.
Right. And then like, and it's like 18, you know, 18 bars or 18 brownies and stuff like that. And it's really good. And each individual brownie will have, you know, the end piece to it and everything else. When we're talking about, you know, how it would, over at the Crocker family, I have Sammy going around my feet right now. with the Crocker family, how it got real loud over at the house when we were talking about the Christmas gifts.
Mm-hmm.
It continued on Christmas Day as always. You know, everybody in the house, everybody's excited.
Everybody is excited.
And it was just, you know, a great time. And
it's funny how loud it gets. It's like there'll be 5 conversations going on. But that's how we express our happiness at the event.
Right. And one of the cool things that we managed to do, this year, and even, you know, it's funny when we were talking about tradition, it was just this year.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
We, Renee and I, the night before, we were all talking about television shows that were awesome, this, that, and the other. We're talking about Downton Abbey, talking about Luther and just all the amounts of shows. And we start talking about Netflix and how everybody's watching on Netflix and how some people, you know, they were, you know, they didn't do streaming and they got their one disc. And Renee and I had a bright idea of, that we were going to gift everyone, which was just four families, a Roku, a Roku LT.
Right.
And so we went out and we went to Walmart and we picked up four Roku LTs, which is the unit that I've been beta testing for Roku as well. And I still continue to do that. So we decided to hook everybody up with a Roku LT. And so we wrapped them all up. And then before we went to go eat, we was like, you know, let's do a pre-present giveaway for everyone. And we give it to everybody and we told them to open it at the same time. And they just went crazy.
We were like, and you get a Roku. It's funny. So everybody was jumping and down screaming because they all need Rokus. I'm sorry. It's amazing stuff to stream Netflix to your TV.
Right. So that was, it was great. And so we got set up on your dad's TV while we're showing some of the folks, you know, how to get it set up and everything. When we set up your dad's TV, I took a HDMI cable over that I had extra, and it seemed that when we put it on 720p, you know, we had the red lines, but it ended up being a bad HDMI cable because, you know, we buy the HDMI cables from Amazon that run, you know, about $2 per HDMI cable. So every now and then you get like some failure rates on some of them. So we tossed it and, you know, went along that way. So we ordered him another HDMI cable and also HDMI splitter so that, you know, he can still run his DVD player as well as the Roku and everything else. And then that night.
That was awesome. Yes.
No, I was just saying, and that night we came on up and did some Dance Central 2.
Yeah, that was so much fun. Yeah, we invited everybody over to play because I really wanted them to see what it was like because they have Just Dance for the Wii.
Right.
And I knew that Dance Central 2 was better. I just knew it, and I wanted them to see.
Just wanted to show.
No, I wanted them to see what it was like, you know, just have not just a good dance game.
And not just have to be focused on holding the controller. Just having the controller in the same range.
You can just let go with Dance Central 2. So
right.
They all came over, and I think my sister Danielle took to it the most. She was always ready for a dance battle. Who's ready for a dance battle? And how can you say no to her? She was like, I'm ready.
Yeah.
So to make sure that there are no updates, I danced like six songs before they came.
Oh my goodness.
It was awesome. And then, danced six songs before they came. And then, so then when they got there, I was dancing as well. And everybody had fun. Even my mom got up and did a dance.
Right.
So my little cousins were also over at our place.
They had fun.
They had fun. They're smaller.
Yeah, and
Alana is, how old is Alana? 8, 7?
Probably 7.
7 or 8, and Ken is like 5.
Right.
So, trying to get them to operate the Kinect technology is a little rough because you have to use your hands.
Right.
The kids aren't as precise.
And they don't like to stand still. They like to keep moving
forward. Like to move their hands all over the place.
And they keep moving forward.
Yeah, they keep moving forward. It's like, you gotta move back because they're smaller, so they need to move back. And it was so frustrating. At one point, I stood behind Cannon and just held his arms up for him. It was the most ridiculous thing. So whenever they said that they wanted to play, I was like, oh, God, no.
It was fine. It was fun.
It was fine.
And then when we had them playing the Kinect Sports or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Where our Kinect Adventure.
Yeah.
And they were playing the water rafting one,
mm-hmm.
where they had to jump up together to get the water raft to spring up in the air. That was just hilarious watching them do hilarious. That. It was like, just jump straight up. You don't have to jump forward.
But they just kept jumping forward. It was
and then back up.
But it was fun. So dance too. So I danced some that night, and then I was feeling a little out of breath. But I thought it was just the dancing. I'm sure it was just the dancing.
Are you coming down for cold?
I could have, yeah, maybe.
Are you coming down with asthma?
No, I'm not coming down with asthma. You don't come down with asthma. Nobody just catches asthma. It's not a cold.
That's what you made it sound like.
5 o'clock this morning, woke up. I felt like something was just sitting on my chest. And
it wasn't me.
And it wasn't Jay. And I was making this sound when I breathe in and out, like a high-pitched whining sound. And I'd heard it before. I knew I was wheezing, as my sister would call it. She has asthma. And I couldn't get a full breath in and out, and I couldn't sleep every time because I felt like I needed to make an effort to breathe in and out or I wouldn't breathe.
Right.
It's a scary feeling. So I kept dozing off and then waking up scared I wasn't going to be able to breathe. So finally, I think all my tossing and turning woke Jay up around 5:45. I think he was like, why didn't you wake me?
No.
And then
he was like, well, go back to sleep. I was like, what? You can't breathe and you want me to go back to sleep?
Yes.
Okay.
So got up and I used the steamer that to breathe steam in, but that doesn't help because that only helps with colds and stuff. So
right.
So I ended up having to get a puff of my sister's inhaler. Don't come and get me because I used all the authorities. Don't come and get me because I used prescribed medicine
from someone else. Yeah. That's fine.
But then so after I felt better. Before that we went.
Christmas. We went after Christmas sales shopping.
It was my first time. I had never been after Christmas sales shopping before.
And what did you think?
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
First stop was Target.
Target.
And it was mobs of people. So we went there. We got two ornament boxes.
Yep, we got two ornament boxes. We got gift wrapped. Container
and some gift wrap.
Yep, and we got letters for our stockings,
and we got hooks for our ornaments.
And I got this little step thing you can step on to turn the lights on and off,
which is awesome. We don't have to bend down anymore. We can just step on and turn the Christmas lights on,
or pull it from the socket all the time.
Yeah, and so that was pretty awesome. And then after that, we went to Bed Bath and Beyond.
Yep, I was on a hunt for a coffee maker. Because I wanted us to cherish the Keurig that we have. And there's sometimes that I want coffee at home. And I don't want to waste all the Keurig just for a coffee taste.
Like sometimes you just want regular coffee, not fancy coffee.
Right. And so we got there and we had a 20% coupon off. And then we went back there and we saw the Mr. Coffee, which is always a great coffee machine, for $29.99. And they had white and black. And they had all the blacks were sold out. And I was like, really? Because we don't have white countertop appliances. Nothing racial. Because I hear you, Jeff. I hear you. Who else? I hear you, Wayne. I hear you talking about why you don't want no white appliances. Hey, because it's either stainless steel or it's black that's on the counter. So you got to keep it all in order. So don't. Back off of me. But no, so we ended up getting a display model for 10% off, and then they allowed me to use the coupon, so I ended up getting it for like $22, which is awesome.
It's a great coffee maker. You can set it up to do it a certain time.
Right. So I'll be able to, you know, I can set it up so that it'll start in the morning, you know, nothing like fresh Folgers in your cup over the first part, the best part of waking up. It's Folgers in your cup.
Does that make me want to get Folgers?
No.
So, and then after that, we went to Radio Shack.
Yes.
We couldn't find any mic stands.
We were looking for some mic stands, and then also I was looking for RCA to 1/8 line in, and they only had the 1/4, and I don't need a 1/4. And they're like, well, you can get an adapter for it. I don't want an adapter.
It's
you know?
Like, just stop telling me what I want.
You know, and so... So then we looked at the HDMI cables. They were too expensive. And then that's when we went over. When we left there, your mom wanted some wrapping paper.
Yeah, so I went back. So I went back and got it.
We went back and got the wrapping paper.
She doesn't like Santa's on her wrapping paper. Yeah, her. We told her Santa's feelings were very hurt.
Yeah, Santa's feelings were very hurt.
She was like, I'm good with whatever. I just don't.
You can keep talking, babe. They can growl a little bit. Sorry. You just stop right in the middle and everybody's like, whoa.
Oh, yeah, sorry. she said, I'm not partial to anything, but I really don't want Santas. We were like, okay, mom, no Santas.
Right. So when you hear Renee pause like that, it's like she gets distracted.
No, I don't. I'm trying to get the dogs from playing.
Yeah, but they can't hear too much of it because the condenser mics, they're on the backside. So you can finish your sentence and I'll pick up. I'm looking out of the corner of my eye, babe. So I got you. I got you. I
appreciate it.
So you finish your sentence.
And
we end up, when we left there, we end up going to Mom's Music and picking up a new mic stand.
So thanks, Moms. Thanks, Moms.
Right, right. So with that long weekend wrap up, let's get to some
technology.
Wow. Sorry about that. The levels on that were quite loud.
You just want to let everybody know that it's technology.
Yeah, it's technology time. So one of the gifts that Dad, Mr. Crocker got me, that was on my list were some Samson SP-01 spider mounts for our microphones. And I installed those last night and we're using them now. And I have to say, man, they work quite well and they look really good. And, you know, so if I bump my mic or anything like that, you can't really hear it.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Right.
Like tension suspended.
Yeah, mics. So it's totally awesome. And, you know, Sammy's tail can hit the mic stand and you won't hear it. You know, see, I'm tapping the mic stand now.
Really?
Yeah, you can't hear it.
I can't hear a thing.
Isn't that awesome?
It is awesome.
But we're not going to just run around tapping mics and stuff like that. And then while people were over here playing Dance Central 2, you know, they wanted to see our setup for our vlogs and our setup for our blog and setup for our podcast. So we were showing them, you know, our mixers, our cameras, our lights and everything, and just showing them how we do it and showing them some of our videos. And it actually led to some inspiration.
Yeah. My brother-in-law and my sister, Daniel and Dee, they said that they want to start a vlog.
Right. So,
and he was really into it. He really wanted to do it.
Right. And so basically, today they got Mr. Crocker's, camera and they are possibly recording their first episode now.
I know. And I'm really excited to see it because, I love when people get involved in any kind of social media interaction, be it podcast or vlogs. And I'm really excited to see what they come up with.
Right. Right.
So, if they do one, I'll probably, we'll be talking about it here and giving you a link.
Definitely, definitely. And that was last week in tech. And
it's very short because it was all family time this weekend or in this week.
Yes, yes it was.
Yes.
And don't be afraid about this transition here.
Media.
I got the levels right. All right, so we have a confession.
This is a first.
This is not going to be a habit. We did not manage to do movies by chance this week.
Mm-mm, we didn't do it.
Oh,
collective groan.
Yep. So
there was so much stuff to do, and we did. There's no way
we
could get to it.
We had baking to do. We had to make the yams. We had the vlog to do. We had to entertain and family stuff. We actually started trying to watch it last night. And it was like 12.
And we were like, okay, we can't do it.
And I knew I was tired because, you know, the first 5 minutes of the movie, I was like, this movie's horrible.
I was like, how do you know how the movie is from the first 5 minutes?
So I think I was just trying to find a reason not to watch it. So, and we didn't watch it today because we had so much going on.
So didn't watch The Color of Freedom, but that's okay because I said we're going to make up for it. We're going to watch two movies next week.
Right. So, and I want to, before we roll for our next movie, it's funny. That we actually got some feedback from my friend Nevik James, from the Shattered Soulstone podcast, and our great friend Jeff Sire from Canada. Where's Jeff from, babe?
Stop.
Where's he from?
I don't know. You do this just so he'll like be mad at me the next time he sees me.
But it's awesome because
where's he from, Jay? Toronto.
Quebec.
See, he's not from Quebec. I know Pierre's from Quebec.
I know. I'm just messing around. I have to go look at the map.
So you don't even know either.
I know. But I always get to ask you first before you can ask me.
Okay.
So,
thanks.
But the thing is, though, I'm going to look after the show because we have it on the map because that's one of the places we want to visit.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to look. And then I'll be able to answer because I know I'm going to remember.
Darn you, Jay.
So yeah, that's my plan. So basically, it's funny that they, you know, Nevik had sent us a a couple of tweets, and Jeff had emailed us, and they're both in this, in line of each other. And I was actually thinking about this too. So basically the way that we have been rolling, we'll take a D20, we'll roll it 9 times to do the 180. And then we would do random.org and do a 1 through 80 random number. And then we would roll again for odd or even to figure out which one we want. You guys know how we've been doing it. I knew that the D20 9 times was flawed.
I knew it was flawed. But we didn't know the semantics of how exactly it was flawed. I am not a math person.
Well, I didn't know the semantics of why it was flawed, but I knew it was flawed.
Yeah.
And that's why we kicked in the whole, you know, random.org. And I know people out there that do D&D, and we do D&D, but we never even really thought about it like this. So basically, Nevik said to us, you should use 3D10s, you know, three dice that are 3 10-sided dice for moves by chance that you can play with the numbers rolled to better suit you, i.e. 2, 6, 4 could be 24, 26, 42, etc. Throw out a die until unless a 1. Alternatively, you can also go with a quarter and 2 D10s where a head is 0 and tails is 1 for the 100 position. And then Jeff sent the email titled,
just say it.
Are we sure I can say this on the podcast?
Yes, we can say it.
He said, this is me being a dick. And it was funny. He was like, I'm sending this email risking that I'm being a dick. I know why your random movie picks are always ending up in the 90s. If you guys know this and are just fishing for suckers like me, you got me. Well, we weren't fishing for suckers. We just knew that it was flawed.
Definitely weren't fishing for suckers.
So you weren't being a total dick or anything like that. But I'm going to just assume you guys have overlooked this and honestly haven't thought of why the numbers are ending up in the 90s all the time. You're not actually doing a random selection from 1 through 50 or whatever the top end is. I can't remember. Since you are doing multiple rolls and adding them together, you won't get an even distribution between your spread. If you were rolling a 150-sided die, you would get an even distribution, but you're not. I'll give you an example. And the example is going to be in the show notes.
Because it's pretty long. And it's so much math. And I see numbers, my eyes glaze over. I'm sorry.
But it's so right.
And you are.
And then he said, this link gives you a picture to demonstrate the 2 dice thing, which, you know, you could solve this by using the random number generator from 1 to whatever number you list goes to, which is what we were doing with random.org.
To kind of help.
You know,
act a bit.
Yeah, because I was like, okay, we're rolling 9 times. There's no way we're going to get
the lower number.
We're not going to get 1. So I was like, it's flawed.
Or the higher numbers.
So that's why we did random.org and the dice, and then we rolled which one we decided. And we just always got the dice side. Yep. And he said, if you guys knew this, then I'm a dick. So
we didn't know what you said exactly. So you're not a
total dick. Because there were some things we knew you said.
Well, I didn't know most of it. So you are 98% not a dick, Jeff. So that would make you.
But the thing is, though, it's cool, man.
But it's a lovable.
It's cool. You cool one. With us. So, we know you weren't being a dick.
No.
So
we knew you weren't saying, oh, dumb non-math people not knowing how it works.
Yeah, anyway. A little bit, but it's okay.
So today,
Nevik
has a great suggestion.
Yeah, he has a solution, and we're actually going to play on that. We're actually going to roll a D4, which is a 4-sided die, where odd is 0 for the 100 position, and even is the 1 position. And we're also rolling the D100. It's not a 100-sided die, it just has the 10th spot, where it's 10, well, 00, 10, 20, 30, 46, 70, 80, 90. And then we're also rolling a 10-sided die for the numeric position, for the 1 position. So Renee's going to roll all 3 of those dice.
At the same time, it'll be a shorter.
It's not even 10 times. You just got to roll it once.
Yeah, I just got to roll it once. So it's way shorter. So we'll find out.
And we're not even have to use random.org.
I know. No more random.org.
All right. So what's the.
It's odd.
All right. So that is going to be 0 position.
And, 20.
Oh.
0. So 20.
So we got.
It's in 20 position.
Oh, man. I think I pushed all the TV shows down, so it's going to be a damn TV show.
If it's a TV show, we'll roll again.
Because it's that quick.
Yeah.
It's weeds.
Okay.
So, roll again.
So So no TV shows.
So now we messed it up by putting all the TV shows before.
That's okay. It's even.
All right, so it's 100.
Mm-hmm. And 80.
6. We only know if we have 186.
If we don't, we'll do the last one on the list.
It's 184, so we're doing the last one on the list.
Oh, it'd be one I added recently, I think.
184 is Farscape, which is a TV show. Hoorah. Well, you know what? You know what? No, here we go. I'm moving up to the top. G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra.
Is that the new one that came out?
Yes.
Yes.
So we're going to be watching G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra.
So 184. Four, because we did the last one.
So I'm moving that up to the top now to be with The Color of Freedom. And we're going to watch The Color of Freedom and the G.I. Joe Rise of Cobra.
We're going to do it. And we're going to be watch some Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
But I definitely want to see the first one.
Okay.
Tonight.
All right. What? Okay. After we eat.
Hopefully.
Because I'm hungry.
Okay. After we eat.
So thank you, yes. Nevik. And thank you, Jeff, for helping us, you know, come up with a better solution that takes less time. And even though I did enjoy the dramatic stuff, but mathematically correct and everything else, that was not correct. And I totally agree with you guys and everything. So thank you so much for your feedback, and keep it coming. And Renee, you've been playing some games this weekend.
I have. I did play, besides Star Wars The Old Republic, which we've been playing, actually started up Mass Effect 2.
And this is because
Star Wars,
something was going on.
I wasn't able to get into Star Wars.
Oh, I was working. I was working.
Yeah, and
that's what
I wanted to play Star Wars with you. I'll just play something like Star Wars,
which was Mass Effect 2. Because Star Wars is Mass Effect 2.75.
Oh, send all your hate mail to @valentineblog. Well, it's true. .com. So, and I actually like it a lot. I love how you can make your Shepard, and it's really fun. And there was so much guilt for me not playing the first one. I still feel it a little bit, but I'm getting over it quickly because Mass Effect 2 is gorgeous and it's fun, and I'm ready to get into it more.
Right.
We also bought Fable 3.
Yep, that was on sale.
Really inexpensive
on Steam, and I think we paid $5 or $12.
And so that's it. I can't buy any more games. I have so many games I have to finish. It's crazy. But
right.
I love the first Fable. Didn't get to finish the second Fable, which I'm still gonna do. But I have Fable 3 ready for me.
Right. And then you also beat a game.
I beat a game, and I don't care what you all say, this is a game.
This is a game that you shouldn't be able to beat.
I beat Tiny Tower.
She beat Tiny Tower.
When I mean, I beat Tiny Tower. I beat Tiny Tower.
I mean, she did. All her jobs are filled with people that have
I have 285 bitizens, 285 dream jobs, and I have 154 floors. And when I tried to make a new kind of floor, like a residential or any of the stores, said you have no other kinds of floors to make of this type.
And then, like, aren't all your jobs filled with people that have nines?
Yes. Well, almost all. Like, 95% of my jobs are all filled with people with nines.
That is crazy. That is nuts.
I beat Tiny Tower. I have 5 million coin and $922. So,
that's crazy.
Until they come out with an update, I have beaten the game.
And then, while we were out with Deidre and Kim on Christmas Eve, we stopped by The Zone and picked up our comic books.
And they got to be in a comic book store for the first time.
Yep. And we got to see, I can't remember his name. It wasn't Dan.
I can't remember Dan's. I don't really know his name.
But, you know, he has the short shirt.
Well, Dan, the next time we see him.
He has a short shirt and he likes raising his arms up so you can see his belly. It's like, really, dude?
I used to work with someone like that.
I know. That's who you made me think about all the time. It's like, dude, really, your shirt's not long enough. You can put, I don't want to see
you
your Batman
put
buckle.
Your hands down.
I don't want to see your Batman buckle. You know,
I think it's what he's trying to show off.
I want to go down and just start slapping his stomach. You know,
so we had 5 weeks worth of comics. We hadn't been there 5 weeks.
Right.
And it wasn't bad. Like it was $80.
Right.
Which was a lot for us. So we're like,
right. Right.
But some people spend that in a week. So.
Right. And then after Christmas, when we came home, I had like the new Anthony Hamilton deluxe version of his album on my Amazon wish list. And so I was going through on Christmas Day, you know, clearing my list out and everything. And I noticed that Amazon MP3 was like, the deluxe version isn't available anymore. And I freaked out. because I was like, oh my God, because it had like four or five extra songs on it. And I was like, I want the deluxe version. I had been kind of waiting for it to go on sale. And it went on sale. It's gone. But then I took a mad dash to iTunes, and I ended up buying off of iTunes because they still had it there. So we ended up getting the Anthony Hamilton's new album, Back to Love.
I love it so far.
Which is great. And we'll be going out on one of his songs tonight. But with that, we're going to be going into some food, and I'm going to go ahead and say it now. Sorry, Mr. Crocker. We're at 45 minutes.
The fridge is not prepared.
We have met Mr. Crocker's threshold.
My dad likes our podcast 45 minutes or less, so sorry, Dad.
This is a special show, man. This is a show that we're talking about Christmas stuff. And
To go with our Christmas stuff, the music we have for the food section today is Notturno. Sorry, it's still hard for me to breathe in.
No, because I didn't give you a heads up what the song is going to be. And I wanted you to read it.
I'm going to read it. It's going to be great. Notturno, Opus 54, number 4, Gino Giando.
Good job. That's better than I would have done. Mm. See, you always step up to the challenge, babe.
I do.
So, this weekend on Christmas Eve, with Deidre in town, we decided to take her to Chewy's. So we went to Chewy's, asked for my favorite server, Jay. What up, Jay?
What's up, Jay?
And, we let Deidre try out Chewy's for the first time, and she seemed to enjoy it.
Yeah, she really enjoyed it. And, we had the Chewy Gooey. She doesn't like guacamole, which I don't understand, but
whatever. What up? You don't like cheesecake?
I don't care. Everybody should like guacamole.
So that was a great time, having, lunch with family and just sitting down and talking and laughing. That was great.
Then I made some cookies. I had a recipe for peanut butter and jelly cookies, and they're awesome. But I needed to modify it for just regular peanut butter cookies, so with chocolate chips. So I used the same base without the jelly and added chocolate chips.
And it was amazing.
I don't think it came out. I didn't like how the dough came out. The dough didn't stick together, and it wasn't. I think I need more flour.
But it was still amazing.
So next time I'm going to try a little more flour. Those will taste the same.
And it was amazing.
Jay likes them. I think they're really peanut buttery.
They are. Peanut buttery. And they're very chocolatey.
Oh, we didn't get any milk for your cookies.
Oh, we got to go get coffee and stuff like that, too.
No, that's true.
And we have to go eat. I'm hungry.
Okay.
if y'all haven't heard earlier, I'm hungry.
He's hungry. And I made the classic chocolate chip cookies, which everybody liked. I made two batches, which is probably too much, but whatever. I don't make cookies that much.
Right.
And then I also made snickerdoodles, which I have to make every year and try something with my dad's cookies, because they always turn out weird because I have to use Splenda, and Splenda is so different from sugar. It's so light and weird. It does weird things. Hold on.
So you're talking about the snickerdoodle. Excuse me. I wasn't paying attention because I was looking at Steam deals.
I said, hold on.
I know. I heard you say, hold on. Now it's going to take over for you.
No, I mean, hold on. Like, I have to sneeze.
We need a sneeze button or a mute button.
So, I need to do something different next year. I need to make them more like the other cookies I make. But my dad says they're fine, but I don't like them.
So. But I think he really looks forward to.
I want them to taste as much like. And look as much like it has the same texture as the old ones he remembers.
Right.
I think it's me being a good daughter.
Because you're awesome, babe.
And then I made a new recipe that was actually on my list. I made baked apples. Mm. Not only did I make baked apples, but I used the Lock and Lock oven little mini casserole dishes. They're not mini. They're individual casserole dishes for the baked apples. Jay really wanted to use them, so I used them, and they worked out great. And the baked apples was really something that everybody liked. And still have some in there, so I'm going to eat those later.
Yep. They're really good. They're very desserty.
Okay, so for Christmas dinner, my mom used to make everything. Little by little, everybody would take on one thing, right?
Right.
And now everybody's starting to take on like two things. She said she's not going to make any food in 5 years.
Right.
So we have 5 years to take over everything.
Or there is going to be no dinner.
Or so we're only going to eat what we make.
Right.
Exactly. My mom is the best cook. So it's really sad that my mom's passing the torch, but I understand she's putting her dues.
And I was sad that when I had even mentioned that I would take over cooking the ham,
everybody looked at you like you lost your mind.
You know, I'm just like, I can cook.
Yeah, you just choose not to sometimes, but you definitely can.
You keep the because I'll cook more.
No, you don't have to cook more. I'm just saying, you choose not to. Mm. It's the truth. The Christmas food this year was awesome. We had dressing, macaroni and cheese, collard greens, green beans, rice, mashed potatoes, ham, turkey, homemade rolls, cranberry sauce, deviled eggs, and probably some other things I'm missing, but man, it was so good. So, so I didn't gorge myself. I didn't even have seconds.
Right.
I wish I had, because it was really good.
Right.
But we brought some home, and there's still some in there. So I'm excited. Mm-hmm. And, the food I had, I made two things. I made the candy yams, which tried to make as much like mom's, but it was a little off. But everybody liked them,
though.
Everybody
liked them. You said they weren't sweet enough.
They weren't as sweet as my mom usually makes, but everybody liked them, like, not as sweet. So
right.
Maybe I fixed the recipe so it's not as much sugar, because I didn't use the amount of sugar on the recipe like I thought I should have. But
right.
So those were good, but I also made some rice, and I misread the label, and for some reason I thought a cup of rice was a serving. It is not a serving. A cup of rice is two servings. I made 20 servings of rice for like 12 people. It filled the entire pot with rice. It was hilarious.
It was awesome.
But I didn't mind. I was, at first in my mind, I was like, man, this is a lot of rice. I just kept putting more rice in. So that was hilarious. Everybody was like, whoa, that's a lot of rice. But me taking over from my mom.
But it pretty much, most of it got eaten, didn't it?
Some got thrown away.
Oh, okay.
But that's fine. I'm not worried about it. I knew it would.
Okay.
Well, so cool. That was the food, and it was a successful Christmas food.
Very successful. Very successful. So we're going to be going on to some odds and ends because...
We just have one.
Renee has one thing to say.
I have one thing to say.
And what's that one thing you have to say?
My sister's dog, Beckham, is fat. I saw...
All right, we're going on the podcast of the week.
I saw her dog, Beckham, in September when we went to visit for Dragon Con. I saw him again 2 days before Christmas. I was like... He's a little sausage ball. What have you been feeding him? That dog get blown up.
That's hilarious.
I was like, oh God. He looks hilarious because he has a tiny head to begin with. So he has this tiny head and this round little body, but he's still like adorably cute. But Deidre, dog's a little chubby, but it's
all good. He got some exercise.
Hey, yeah. He we took the boys over to play with him, and they all played for like 4 hours.
Right.
And so they had awesome time. And so, yeah.
Yep. All right. With that, we'll be going into the podcast of the week.
Podcast of the week.
Oh, man. It's been like two shows in a row that we had podcast of the week. Podcast of the week is actually going to be from our friend Nevik James. He's Nevik James on Twitter. He does a podcast called The Shattered Soulstone, Your Diablo Podcast.
Nice.
And they're in the episode 5 now, and basically him, Breja, and Jen, they go through and they talk about Diablo. I mean, it's all things Diablo, and they have a great, great time just talking about the things. Diablo, they're just huge, huge Diablo fans. So
which
I think,
is Diablo I'm so ready for.
Right, right. And this past episode, episode 5, they interview Curly. He's their first guest that they've had, and they cover, you know, all things Diablo. So give those guys a listen. You can find them at shatteredsoulstone.com, and you can find them in iTunes, and they're a part of the Dawn Forge Don Forge production.
Very nice.
Right. So give them a listen. That is shatteredstone.com. And you can also find them on Twitter at shatteredstone. So
while we reached the part where we tell you how you can
contact us, damn it.
Oh, I never got to do that. I'm so excited.
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready.
You can.
I am ready. I'm just not ready if you ask me where Jeff's from.
Oh, yeah, apparently. You can reach us by email at valentineblog@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentine.com. And the podcast Twitter feed is at valentineblog. And all those ats are A-T.
Yep. And then if you want to reach me by Twitter, you can reach me on Twitter at thecowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And Renee's Twitter feed is The Ice Flow. That is T-H-E-I-C-E-F-L-O-W. And babe, do you want to tell them what we're going out on?
The outro music for this episode is Never Let Go, featuring Carrie Hilson by Anthony Hamilton.
Yep. So that's the show. We hope you had a great holiday.
Yeah, and I hope you all have a wonderful time until you go back to work and then after even.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. And goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
How can I prepare you for how I want to love you? And I know you've been hurting, pain and love is all the same in your eyes. So baby, take a chance to really let me show you. And if you open up, I'll teach you how to love for life. Yeah. Cause the lonely never win. Yeah.
But if I love you,
I'll never let you go.
Can I trust you?
Just tell me what you want. Girl, put your heart on mine. I promise that I'll never let it go.
I don't wanna cry no more.
No, not a single tear.
Cause I've been broken.
But now that I'm here,
teach me how to love again.
Girl, put your heart on mine. I promise that I'll never let it go.
Yeah. I done seen a lot of things. They gon' love me forever. Tell me now, what makes you different? I gave all I had, all the way down to my last. So boy, I need you right now to show me how to trust my heart over my mind.
Yeah. Cause the just tell me what you want.
When I need you,
girl, put your heart on mine. I promise that I'll
never let it go. I don't wanna cry no more.
No, not a single tear.
Cause I've been broken.
But now that I'm here,
teach me how to love again.
Girl, put your heart on mine. I promise that I'll never let it go.
I never wanna let you go. Nah, baby.